This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, we've woken up to some very important news and some wonderful news as far as the Indian markets are concerned. JP Morgan has said that they would be adding the Indian government bonds to its benchmark emerging market index. India in this particular index will have a weightage of 10%. The inclusion will be staggered over a 10-month period starting June 2024. Today, bond yields as well as rupee will be in focus as active fund managers will begin to position themselves ahead of this inclusion of the Indian government bonds to the benchmark index. It's an important development, something that the Indian bond markets have been waiting by patiently for many years. Now, talking about equity markets and how the handover has been, it has been a lackluster handover with the US markets seeing the biggest drop in 6 months. The Nasdaq 100 fell close to 2% in yesterday's trading session. The US 10-year Treasury yield closed yesterday at 4.49%, up more than 30 basis points in just 3 weeks. Now, talking about yesterday's Indian market move, the Nifty also saw significant selling pressure. In fact, this particular week, in just the 3 trading sessions we've seen so far, Nifty has fallen more than 2%. Mid-cap index has corrected more than 1.5%. It'll be interesting to see how markets react to a lot of news flow that's coming, especially if the bond markets, PSU banks will remain in focus. And also some important news flow, deal flow coming in the pharma space with Glenmark Pharma selling its 75% stake in Glenmark Life Sciences to the Nirma Group. Whole host of stocks and sectors will remain in focus on the back of a lot of news flow that's coming overnight.